Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This, by a mere coincidence, this song works. We'll stay serious for one more segment. We have the news today, finally, 15 months after an unspeakable atrocity committed by Hamas, where we have the framework of a ceasefire deal between Israel and this despicable organization, Hamas. It appears that we're going to get 30-some hostages out. Still will have 65 hostages left. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Palestinians who Hamas wants out will be released. There have been negotiations for forever, right, Dave? I mean, how many times have we all, if you've paid attention to this, oh, we're close, and then it would fall apart. And it played a part in the downfall of Joe Biden. As much as inflation? No. As much as his cognitive decline? No. But within his party, the divide on support Israel no matter what, that side, or Israel has killed thousands and thousands and thousands of innocent Palestinians, what are you doing, Joe? That hurt him, without a doubt.
Specifically with the always previously bankable young voters of America.
Yeah. Listen, when Trump, to his credit, ended up faring a lot better with younger voters, that helped him. Obviously, appearing on Rogan and a lot of the podcasts helped him. You know, I think younger voters might have seen the decline of Joe Biden and were willing to accept it a lot faster than some of the diehards. Now, let's get to parts of this. Donald Trump's about to be the president of the United States.
Really?
Yeah. Just found out about that about five minutes ago.
Coming up next week?
I should have told you that. Did that play a part? They've been trying to negotiate a deal for months and months and months, and Trump's about to be president on Monday, and he's threatened all hell is going to take place. For someone to say it played no part, and they know that, tell me exactly how you know that. Now, shockingly, Donald Trump is taking full credit. Donald Trump would take full credit for the fact that I drove my car downtown. I'm not the person here to say it played no part. I'm not. Are you going to do that?
Nope.
Might have played a lot. Are we ever going to really know? I don't know. Because you know who I don't trust? Hamas.
I think they'll give us a solid percentage.
I sound like I'm going, hey, the Hamas spokesman is here. He's going to tell me the truth.
Have a Hamas presser.
Right? I'll make some of the points I've made many, many times. There's no defending Hamas. None, zero, zilch. They would be willing to kill any of us from the West, including me, who half my family's Jewish, half is not. I wasn't raised Jewish. But guess what? I don't think they'd say, oh, so you raised your mom. You didn't have a bar mitzvah. You haven't raised No, they would have cut my head off by that point.
The bar mitzvah question, that's what tips the scales.
Hey, what are you saying on a curb, you know? There would have been a lot of
Palestinian chicken.
Yeah, I love the Palestinian chicken episode. Come on, there's nothing to defend about Hamas. Nothing. Bibi Netanyahu, in my opinion, is a thug and a criminal. I think Israel would have been better off almost every time that he was the prime minister. He's a criminal. He has to own absolutely a fair amount of how the bleep did this happen. And was he too caught up with, I got to stay in power because this court case could send me to jail? It wasn't all him, but, you know, this Israeli intelligence is legendary. And they just brutally raped and assaulted and killed hundreds and hundreds that day. So, of course, Israel has the right to respond. Of course they do. And they should have. With a lot of force. But as I said many times, I think there were ways where they could have been more precise and more selective. And too many thousands of innocent Palestinians who had nowhere to go were killed. Now, the immediate comeback, and it's a fair one, is, oh, well, guess where Hamas was hiding? Right with everyday Palestinian citizens. And yes, in Gaza, you have individuals who live there and believe Hamas is the key to their world. You also have many, many others, hundreds of thousands who want no part of Hamas. They're not exactly sympathetic to Israel either. But they are literally, not exaggerating, deathly afraid to say anything. Because if they speak out against Hamas, they'll watch their family get tortured and then they'll be killed themselves. So Hamas deserves, again, zero credit at any point, including hiding amongst children and schools and hospitals. I don't have any bar of reasonable nature for Hamas. I have a higher bar for Israel. And yes, innocent civilians die in war. And this is brutal war. But the unending bludgeoning and scattering of civilians who were killed, did it have to be the number it was? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is another conversation, though, where nuance is dead. It's gone. Because if you try to make some of the points I'm making and a lot of others make, well, some, oh, geez, you're all for Israel or you're all for Hamas. No, I'm zero for Hamas. Never. And there are some Palestinians I'm not for either, because hundreds of thousands support Hamas. But hundreds of thousands are trapped there without any food, without medicine for their children, and they're trapped with these thugs and despicable individuals stationed all around them, and they've died because they can't escape.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And considering the brilliance of Israelis' intelligence and the Mossad and their military, it just shouldn't have been that many. It should not have been. Now on a deal where it's 33 some released and it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prisoners, does that seem fair? Of course it doesn't seem fair. Because we're going to learn more about some of these prisoners released, and I'm sure some are awful. How do you negotiate, Dave, a reasonable deal with Hamas?
That's a good question. I have no idea. How do you just... reasonable is the word there. Can Hamas be reasonable?
No. None. Zero.
Doesn't seem that way.
Netanyahu and the solely Israeli forces say, here's how you deal with Hamas. You kill them.
Yeah. Can Benjamin Netanyahu be reasonable?
Benjamin Netanyahu is obviously more reasonable than Hamas. But
high bar there.
Yeah. Right. Would he listen to Joe Biden in any way? I think all the evidence seems to be no. And when Biden tried to put some pressure on him, he wouldn't listen to it. And then there'd be more horrifying stories. And so Biden was incredibly boxed in because it is a region where the number of supporting countries of the United States of America, it's not a long list.
Not strong there.
Right? And then we had some people who were like, Israel's the devil, it's apartheid, don't give them any money. They're over the top also. What, did Israel go too far before this to innocent Palestinians, in my opinion, Gaza? Yeah, they did. I'm not talking Hamas. I mean, I've ended up reading a lot of good reporting on this, most importantly by Tom Friedman. And there have been too many people in leadership forever in Israel who want no part of a two-state solution. That's not a solution with Hezbollah and Hamas. It's with Palestinians who, you know what they want to do? Go to work.
Live their lives.
They want to take their kids to soccer. They want to have a meal. And should have tried to work out a situation where more of those individuals could prosper, could live their lives, so they could try to suppress the Hamas leadership. What happened is people became more and more vulnerable because their lives were so terrible to say, well, they're not on my team. So I may not like Hamas, but at least they're fellow Palestinians. You know, Biden today is saying it's the exact same framework that he proposed in May. And he gets a celebration today, right, because he gets to announce this. He gets his final farewell address, which we're carrying. But God knows if Hamas lives up to it. How many of these hostages are dead already? An American or Americans are coming back? And will this stop Hamas 4 months from now? Are you convinced?
No. 4 months?
No.
Now, 2 months? 1 month?
Yeah.
A couple weeks?
Yeah. Let's see. Because that area is never going to be resolved. Ever. We could all live to 10,000. Land, different gods, different hatred. Something happens planned, something happens unexpected, and it flares up again. Israel had a lot of success with Hezbollah. Hamas was different. Now, they killed an extraordinary amount of leaders. But in killing the amount of civilians they did, they caused some legitimate hate, and they caused some folks who are anti-Semitic already to just feel like they could reinforce their feelings. So, yes, good news. A deal that you never go, we're going to get a great deal. And what else is new? Now we have a divide and who gets credit. And again, if you think Trump being in office in days played no part. We just don't agree. And you know me, big Trump supporter.
Always have been.
I think we just
nice hat, by the way.
We just have to deal with that, really. His hat today?
No, your hat, the one you're wearing.
My MAGA hat?
Yeah.
There is a MAGA hat somewhere. I have a picture of Quentin wearing a MAGA hat. I will not post that today.
You should have worn it out to dinner last night.
I should have. There is a picture, though, of Quentin and Mike at Kobe last night having a great time. That's on Instagram.
Very good.
Chad Hartman Show. Check it out right now.